Joe Smith checks in live on the telephone. Smitty, good morning. How are you? Good
morning, Glass. Margaret, how you been
good.
Doing?
Good morning, Joe.
Brr.
Yeah.
It's chilly.
It's a lot chilly. Not even a little chilly.
No, it's terrible.
It's a lot. And if you are just joining us and are curious about closings and delays, find it all at WGCLradio.com. MCCSC delayed schedule. RBB is closed.
Yeah.
So let's make sure we know that. But, Joe, that doesn't mean we didn't have a busy weekend and a big weekend of high school events. We might not have some events going on today, but we always get caught up on Monday morning. And Dave Tanner's Bloomington North Cougar girls are making a big splash here as the swimming season. How do they have icebreakers, Joe? How do they get the ice off the pool there? But they're off to a great start. Tell us all about it.
Well, I tell you, Dave Tanner's North girls deservedly in our spotlight for a first time in school history. Won its duel at Perennial Conference Indiana Cham Columbus North last week, 107-79. To remain unbeaten at 6-0 this winter, Alicia DeMars led a 1-2-3 sweep in diving. Melissa Wang, the young talented freshman, the 53, and Anna Kindred won the 100 breaststroke. The girls on the night had 39 season or lifetime best. A terrific effort on the part of the North girls. The fellows lost to Columbus North, but Mason Morgan won the 53, Drew Stoltz the 100 breast, and William Dixon the 100 free. The boys hosted 20 lifetime best in that dual loss. Terre Haute South swept Edgewood last week in the pool, but young freshman diver Jacob Shunk led a 1-2-3 sweep in diving. Taylor England's win in diving was the lone individual win over on the girls' side. And mentioning diving, South's Maggie Gates had a career best 436 points off the 1 meter board to win the girls' portion of the Bloomington North diving invite. Alicia DeMars of North was third, and I just mentioned Jacob Shunk. He was the top area finisher in the boys' standings, taking sixth overall there. To hoops, Gary Sims, Edgewood Lady Mustangs will win away from playing for the WIC East crown if they beat on Friday night the Owen Valley Patriots. Edgewood 4-0 after the Brown County road win. Aaron Sherfield had 13 points, 5 boards, and 4 steals as the girls moved to 12-7 overall. And by the way, they were due out to play Monrovia tonight at home. That has been canceled due to the fact that RBB is not in school today, so make note of that. South starts its week 10-7. They're 2-2 in Conference Indiana. Following a loss at Franklin Central, North is still winless at 0-4 in league play. They were beaten at Terre Haute South. Dave Mahurin's Edgewood Mustangs beat South Putnam on the road Saturday after Brown County's road loss on Friday. Cooper Bybee had 18, but now a must-win at Owen Valley to help secure an opportunity to play for the WIC title for the fellas if they can wrap up the East Division title Friday night. That'll be our broadcast game from Patriot Hall over at Spencer at Owen Valley. John Callahan and Terry Stoltz with the call of that one. Edgewood's 9-5. They're 3-1 in the East, along with Owen Valley and Cloverdale, who Edgewood beat, by the way, earlier in the season. North was drubbed. They were listless, and the South much the better Friday night. In the 71st annual meeting between the two city rivals, the South drubbed them by 20. Tucker Blackwell with 26. Chance Coyle had an 11-10 double-double. Musa Jallo had 10 points, 13 rebounds. But South, out of the gates fast. They shot 62% on the night, improving to 9-4 and 2-1 in league play. North drops to 4-7. They have one game this weekend, and that's at Martinsville on Friday night, and the same goes for South. They'll play at Columbus East. On the mats, individual titles out to North Cougars' Caleb Gosney, who went 5-0 at 113, and the Monrovia Invitational crown also out to Hunter Dalton. The veteran was just excellent. He had 5 pins, winning at 182. Marty Hutzel's grapplers finished 4-1 on the day. South got 120-pound Noah Hunt and 220-pounder Chase Dixon through unbeaten, winning the Belmont Invitational. Both guys went 5-0, the 16th-ranked Panthers of Mike Runyon, 2-3 as a team. Edgewood was 3-2 at the Evansville Memorial Duels over the weekend. Denver Alott won at 152, along with veteran Ty Robinson winning at 195. Those two Mustangs went 5-0 for Greg Ratliff. Don't forget, in the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6, among other things, the playoffs in the NFL. little Indiana basketball, and I'm sure they'll talk about the Tigers and the Tide. Clemson and Alabama for the national championship tonight out in Glendale, Arizona. Kickoff 8:30 on ESPN.
Thank you, Smitty, and we will. We'll get to all that. A very busy program tonight. You're back in action at Yogi's tomorrow night, if we can make sure all the locks are on for us to get you in there. Sports Talk returns, and we'll do it for the first time in 2016.
Well, we only have one scheduled because of conflicts the rest of the month. Fred Glass due in behind the scenes for his monthly visit.
And you've got a nice week off as well after the travel you've had for the last month. You've earned it. And the Hoosiers not in action until Saturday at Minnesota. The Gophers are terrible. And I'm being kind on that as well. Other Big Ten basketball yesterday, Penn State hosted Michigan State. Denzel Valentine returned and played. They didn't need him. Michigan State scored 92. I can't remember what Penn State scored. I think they won by 28 or 29. It's very similar to the IU game. It was a large beatdown. And late on Sunday, if you didn't catch it, if you're having dinner or whatever you were doing, Illinois manhandles Purdue at the new State Farm Center in Champaign. The Boilermakers fall to 2-2 in league play. It was tied at halftime, but Illinois led by, 15 points most of the second half?
They were hitting their threes, played well. That was their first Big Ten win of the year.
It was. They were 0-3, and they beat a top 25 team at home, and they only had two guys do it. They only have two players, Joe. Those kids scored, 60 or 54 there. They had two guys score 20, and nobody else was in double figures. So they had a two-man game, beat up on the Boilermakers. So interesting stuff on all that. Coming back at 8:45, we'll talk about a tough loss for Terry Morin's gang up in West Lafayette. They fell 63-53. Played pretty well. Just a tough place to win on a Sunday snowy afternoon. Obviously, we'll get inside the box score with the Hoosiers.
Yep.
And Nate Jackson, big win yesterday on the Mets.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Huge.
A great kid. Yeah, junior redshirt. He's lost only two all year and knocked off the previously unbeaten number one wrestler at 174 pounds yesterday, Bo Nickel, Penn State. Yep.
Tough Penn State, four-time defending national champions coming to town, but Jackson took care of business, so we'll talk about that coming back. Pacers losing OT, 2-2 on their road trip. They're home tomorrow night to start a little home date after four in a row on the road, and Dave and I will handle the rest of it tonight.
All righty. Well, sounds good. We'll be here.
Time for Joe Smith on a Monday, part two. He checks in at 7:45 and 8:45 to wrap up a busy weekend. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I am fine. I'm warm. Morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Joe. I hope you're keeping cuddled nice and warm under something more cozy than this.
Folgers, I believe, is what he's laying underneath right now.
Yeah, I bet he's got a nice little blanket.
Joe, it's good.
Talking to you.
It's good to the last drop.
The high-octane stuff.
It is exactly right. And speaking of high-octane, boy, Indiana's offense yesterday in the first half was high-octane. 26 points in the paint, 5 three-pointers, 7 makes from the free-throw line, 48-18. Hasta la vista. See you later. The 3-0 Buckeyes limp back to Columbus. The Hoosiers are in first place on a Monday morning.
Well, 9 in a row, 4-0 in the Big Ten. First time that's happened since the 08 season. 10 straight without a loss at the Assembly Hall, 14-3. Overall, not bad on a Monday after a Sunday drubbing of Ohio State, 85-60. That was the largest margin win-wise over an Ohio State team in 26 years. And that 48-18, 30-point halftime lead, the largest in 20 years. And Indiana did it right from the opening tap. Held Ohio State without any points the first 449. Jumped off 10-0, and then during a near 12-minute stretch, outscored the Buckeyes 28-6 going into halftime. As a matter of fact, within that span, they held Ohio State to 2 field goals, and that included a 9-minute stretch without a field goal period. They also forced 11 first-half turnovers, good for 17 points. Indiana improving in that area as they did throughout the game, both as a team and individually. 17 offensive rebounds gave them a season-best 32 second-chance points, ripping off 50 caroms on Sunday. They hit 11 threes on the day. Thomas Bryan had his first career double, 18 points, 13 rebounds. Troy Williams, out of his shell offensively, he attacked. His speed was what they were looking for under control, and Indiana kind of followed suit. He matched his career high of 23 points, but a triple-double in a different way between Robert Johnson and Yogi Ferrell. How about these numbers? 27 points, 12 assists and 11 rebounds between them, not to mention 4 steals. Easy, 85-60. The Hoosiers win it. They're off this week until they travel to the barn. Minnesota, an early tip on Saturday against the Big Ten winless Gophers at 12:30. Well, the Indiana women, as hot as the men were, the women went chilly. They went 6 minutes without a field goal in the second quarter and got down to Purdue at Mackey 35-20. Made a run, cut it to 10 at the end of three, but 35% shooting caught up with them as they lost to the PU 63-53, and the slow start was just too much to overcome. Indiana drops to 9-7. 1-3 overall is Purdue now, one of the two unbeatens in the league along with Ohio State, and unfortunately Indiana had to play them back-to-back on the road. The Purdues are now 4-0 in league play. Amanda Cahill had her fourth career double, 13 points and 10 rebounds. Alexis Gassian had 12 and Tyra Buss with 10. But Indiana lost on the road, 63-53. The Indiana Governor's Point was up the point by the PUs, 4-2 now in that seasonal chase with the Boilermakers. The next available point will be up for grabs in February when Dwayne Goldman's wrestlers take on Purdue. Indiana's women finally back at home Wednesday against right now 22nd-ranked Michigan State, a Wednesday night game at 7 o'clock. Hey, mentioning Dwayne Goldman's wrestlers, they did lose the duel before a great crowd at U-Gym, considering Indiana packed in over 16,000 at the Assembly Hall, and basically it was going on, this activity, at the same time. Took on defending national champion and number one-ranked Penn State, lost the duel 34-8, but 11th-ranked in the nation, Nate Jackson, the redshirt junior, at 174 pounds, won his 22nd win, but it was a memorable one. He won't forget this one as he took down the number one ranked wrestler in the country in Bo Nickel in that weight division 174. He was previously unbeaten and rated number one as Nate wins the decision there. And kudos out to Garrett Goldman, who won his first collegiate, had his first collegiate pin at heavyweight to wrap up the Indiana scoring. It was the first Big Ten win of the season for Garrett, son of the head coach. Well, we do have one cancellation for tonight. Monrovia at Edgewood girls basketball has been canceled due to the fact that RBB is out of school on this Monday. However, the North and South gymnastics meets, that for Bloomington South, is still on with a 6:30 start there as the city schools on a two-hour delay. Tigers and Tide tonight. Clemson 14-0, Alabama 13-1. It's the CFP championship game. The national title on the line at 8:30 tonight out at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale. David Glass will look at that ball game, recap Hoosier basketball activity and the NFL playoffs, and your phone calls on In the Zone tonight at 6.
Busy, busy weekend, Joe, and good to have some Hoosier stars hung up there next to them. Indiana's off all week. They don't go back to action until you guys head to Minneapolis on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different. Friday show will be live, but it will be from Minneapolis due to the fact that Tom's leaving early on this trip, as he did on the Nebraska road trip, leaving Thursday night. So we'll be over the phone with the high school and Hoosier capsule.
Makes sense.
Because you've Minnesota got on Friday morning.
Yeah, that
so
makes
FYI
sense.
FYI there.
You got an early Saturday tip-off, so
yeah,
there's no point.
Yeah, 12:30, I think.
Yes, 12:30 on the Big Ten Network. There's no point in shoehorning in there Friday afternoon and hurrying up. You might as well get there and do that. They'll have a week to settle into classes. That's good. So you go Indiana Saturday, then a week from Tuesday, Saturday. So that's their schedule. Two of those,
and both of
three
those are at home, I believe,
right?
Illinois and Northwestern, yeah.
So that means we'll be busy on Tuesdays the rest of the month, but tomorrow night at Sports Talk, you've got Fred Glass joining us, so we'll get our one show of January in, and hopefully it won't be too cold. We can flip the switch and have some fun with all of that. Great job, as always. We appreciate you checking
in. All righty, guys.
And the next time we talk to you live will be from Minneapolis. Oof.
Yeah, Friday morning.
You think it's cold here, buddy?
Safe travels, Joe.
As always. Thanks, Margaret. Have a great week, guys.
You too.
Good stuff, Joe. As always, we appreciate Joe. Live Monday morning, 7:45 and 8:45. Pacers lose in overtime. Jordan Spieth wins the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Green Bay over Washington and Seattle over Minnesota in the NFL playoffs.